Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
As they said the words that officially make them members of the City Council,
that I will faithfully execute the duties of the office.
The elected leaders began to reflect on what got them to the dais inside the chambers of City Hall and what will guide their two-year terms. Mayor Julian Castro said the consistent problem for the council is a double-edged sword.
The challenge that all of us face is to balance the everyday needs of our constituents with a long-term grand vision for our city's future.
He congratulated the new members in Districts 3, 5, and 8, Rebecca Villagran, Shirley Gonzalez, and Ron Nuremberg. Castro noted that he and three of his council colleagues have now worked together for 4 years, District 2's Ivy Taylor, District 6's Ray Lopez, and District 9's Elisa Chan. No longer rookies are second-termers Ray Saldana in District 4, Diego Bernal in District 1, Carlton Souls in District 10, and Chris Medina in District 7. From his seat, Bernal said he has high expectations for the 2013 to 2015 council. They're facing a $35 to $50 million budget shortfall, potentially raising electric and water rates in the coming year, and a debate over controversial revised anti-discrimination rules for hiring and contract practices within the city.
This council, the one you're looking at right now, has the greatest potential to do amazing, tremendous, great things in a span of 2 years.
Shirley Gonzalez may have had the biggest support group at the swearing-in.
Well, I really want to start off by saying that I do believe that the reason I have the biggest fan club here today is because really almost everybody that's here on my behalf today worked individually, sometimes for daily 12 hours a day for at least 4 months on my behalf.
She may have also outlined the greatest number of goals for her West Side district because she may have the most to prove. An army of voters dissatisfied with former Councilman David Medina ousted the 27-year-old from his seat. Many of them said he did not respond to their concerns. So the 41-year-old businesswoman set the tone for her term with ideas to create a walkable community so that people can go to schools and churches on foot. She said she wants to free the West Side of stray animals that, in her words, plague the community. She wants to further economic development for small businesses. And she framed it all with an anecdote about an orange tree she passes every day.
One of the things that also reminds me so much of our district, I walk to work every day, it's just a few blocks away, and there was an orange tree in full bloom, and it was really impressive. And I said to my neighbor, Mr. Rodriguez, that's an amazing orange tree. And he said, well, my father planted this tree 50 years ago for everybody to share, so you can have as much as you like anytime. And this is the kind of community that I will serve and why I'm so proud to serve, because maybe we don't have so much of monetary things to share, but we have the biggest hearts, and we will give everything for our community. And this is what I plan to do for you all here.
The thing that makes me so happy and that I'm excited about serving with this council is that we have 11 people who I believe will get it right.
Castro said each of the members are visionaries, listeners, judges, and workers for the people who no doubt will be closely watching this new council. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.